please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about another reason why women shouldn't have rights. Well, let's go. Yes, look at this. If women didn't have rights, they wouldn't be going to school, and these bitches wouldn't get raped. Right? Just saying.
Students were raped after being forced to live in complex alongside 125 refugees.
Ooh, shocker.
To aid integration.
Oh, I'm sure they got integrated, right? All night long.
Terrified Dutch youngsters were subjected to years of sex assaults and violence.
Oh, shit. And look who wrote this shit. Perkin Amajalakhaja. Yes, a foreigner. I'm sure he partook in this place. He was probably chronicling the fucking escapades in there. Fun times indeed. You see, friends, women don't deserve rights because this is what happens. So you need to keep your pets in check and keep them on a short leash. Right? Right. Just saying. Here you go, friends. Enjoy this little birdie right here. So like that, you get to see this other bullshit coming up. Yes, friends, back over here in the U.S. of A. This dude is a reporter and he got attacked by this crazy bitch. Yes, friends, women need to keep their fucking opinions to themselves and they need to go back to the kitchen and make babies and sandwiches. Yeah, you bend them over, fuck them, and booyaka, there's your baby. No, instead they're right here in the bus harassing people. Why? Why? Well, let's watch this fucking clip and find out, right? So fucking what if he does all that shit? I do that shit too. That doesn't give you the right to mace this guy. Yeah, don't pepper spray the guy. No, you dumb bitch. Cause if you do this shit, that leaves you open for bullshit too. So what, do you wanna get that lovely little face of yours smashed? Cause yeah, cause what you did is assault. And then he could defend himself. Don't you agree? Just saying.
Come here, come here!
What am I?
Yeah, look at this fucking chick, and compared to this guy, yeah, the guy is way better than this fucking bitch. Yeah, this guy is a better high level than her, so I bet this chick is all pissed off because she wants the white cock, and she's not getting it for her wetback pussy.
Oh, Gonzo, aren't you gonna defend her because she's a fellow wetback?
No, fuck this bitch. Fuck her. She's not even that good looking. She's like, whatever. Yeah, I like fucking, I'll fuck her, but I wouldn't like coddle her or be with her. She'd be like, oh, did you fuck her, Gonzo? No. I don't know who this bitch is. Yeah. Nah, bitch. Go fuck off. But let's see what other bullshit she does.
Why not?
Whoa.
Typical low IQ female. You see how she goes right after fucking, right off the bat, violence? Yeah. Why don't you use your words? I thought you're supposed to be smart and intelligent, not like us fucking stupid guys. But no, you started hitting people. Ooh, 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 what a little bitch. Maybe you need to turn it around and spank her. But then that might get her wet. So, decisions, decisions. Let's continue. Well, there you go again. She's starting to go as like a fucking raging bull coming at you.
Oh, attack, attack!
Crush, crush, kill, destroy. Crush, kill, destroy. Yes, you see, women don't deserve any rights. They do this kind of shit. If she was in the kitchen making you a meal, she wouldn't be doing none of this crap. Don't you agree? Well, let's continue. Oh, look at this. She's all smacking you. Oh, man. What would you do, guy? If that was me in your shoes, you know what I would do? It'll make my dick go hard. And it's time for a raping session. Yes, friends. If this bitch wants to do this, it's going to be foreplay. So you dominate her. You take her to the floor. And you bet her. Well, you're not going to be betting her. You'll be fucking her in a bus. So remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. So are you entertained? I know I am. And this bitch will be too. She's partying with me. But let's continue. Hey, fuck it. If this bitch is in the bus side with her mace, I'll get mine too. Let's do this shit. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's do it. Let's continue.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
got the back of my head with pepper.
Oh, yes, that shit stings, but the trick is you gotta endure it. So I'm kind of immune to that shit. Pepper spray, mace, and the fog, and all that bullshit. Yes, I remember when last time I was doing that shit, and I was in right gear, I had a cocksucker grab me by the fucking back of the fucking hood. I was like, you motherfucker, I have to elbow him. Make that piece of shit get off me. Like, fuck you. Don't do that. Yes, friends, I have a colorful life. Yes, friends. Maybe I'll tell you one of these days, but then that's doxing stuff, so... I don't know, I got so many stories to tell you guys. So many, many stories. But anyways, let's continue. Well, I give her this much, she's persistent. Yeah, and she's feisty. I do like feistiness. In bed. Not in this other bullshit. Yeah, you know, if you use this fucking effort to finding yourself a man... Maybe you would be a better person in the long run. Yeah, because you would have a life, a husband, children. Yeah, you'd be happy because you have all these people loving you. Because you're their mom and a wife. But no, you'd rather do this crazy shit because you believe this guy's a fascist or some shit. Just because some weirdo people start putting these weird ideas into your head. So, okay then, let's do this thing.
Coming back. Paulina Reyes. There she is.
Yes, friend. Let me help you. It's pronounced Paulina Reyes. Yes. Reyes is Spanish for kings. Yeah. Did she do something very royal? No, she didn't. Oh, yeah. And so, unfortunately, you white people can say the R, so that's why it turns into the whatever shit that you say. Like the word negro. The reason you try to say negro and it turned into nigger. Oh, thank you for the notification. Oh, and that was a history lesson there too, but let's continue.
You wanna wait, you wanna hang out for the cop?
Coming back, yeah, she's gonna wait for the cop. Coming back.
You wanna hang out for the cops?
Yeah, it's where the guy fucks up. He started instigating with that beaver. Yeah, he's like, why you call me a racist and a fascist? Yeah, guy, you shouldn't have played with that fucking pussy. Now you're gonna get fucked. Just saying.
You wanna hang out? Let me be
your man. Whoa.
Go and speak.
Why is it?
Talk shit about Islamic people. You talk shit about black people. You talk shit about Mexicans.
When?
And you post.
Whoa.
You see what I mean? The guy fucked up. He shouldn't have instigated her. Yes, this bitch is all hot because of her feelings. So yeah, and then that chick had fucking mace. Did you forget she had that shit in her hand, you dumbass? Yes, I'm not saying that you're wrong. Yeah, you have every right to fucking say what you're saying and doing what you're doing. But remember, you instigated her and that has consequences, so you gotta man up to that. Yes, and you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. We all do, so enjoy.
On the internet!
Come here!
Ooh, are they gonna fuck her up? I'm getting hard thinking about it. Womp womp, what a false alarm. I thought he was gonna go after her. Yeah, all you gotta start screaming trans rights are real rights and you could beat the shit out of her. Well, I guess you're trying to keep it all kosher. Kosher. Yeah, well, I guess we gotta wait for the cops or whatever. Yeah, friend, maybe you should find another mode of transportation. Public transportation sucks. I know, I've done that shit and it really sucks. Once upon a time, when I was a young gonzo, I was riding the bus and I had this old fucking hag that had no teeth tell me that she wanted to suck my dick. I was like, what the fuck? No! Anyways, let's continue.
You good? Second pepper spray, baby. Better than ever. If you would like to contribute so we could get a car and not get harassed on buses, sir, media.us.
Shit, that's the reason you got pepper spray in the face so you could get donations? God damn, that's real dedication. Gee, maybe you should get some money, man. I don't know if I would do that kind of shit. Yeah, you kind of got fucked. If you're gonna get fucked, you might as well open an OnlyFans thing, don't you think? Just saying, but whatever.
Contributions are appreciated. We're never gonna stop. They can pepper spray me, they can mace me all they want, or we'll never stop. But beautiful day here in Philadelphia. Yeah, I guess that happens every once in a while.
Yes, friend, you see the shit that women do? Look at this chick. It says she's a news intern. Okay, and she's studying journalism. She's an honor student at the Community College of Philadelphia. Ooh, yeah. So stupid. Yes, this chick should be in the kitchen making babies. Yeah, not running around. Now she's gonna get arrested for assault and who knows what other things? Yeah, this bitch probably has slut rabies, but who knows, huh? Oh, I could already tell the type of chick this chick is. She's really annoying. She worked at fucking Que Madre Media. Yeah, I could tell what she is. She's one of those pro wetback things. Oh, I hate that shit. Yeah, I know I'm a wetback too, but I don't fucking do that shit. La raza and all that. That's just gayer than fuck, in my opinion. But whatever. Yes, the point being, it doesn't matter the race. All women are fucking stupid, and they're gonna do stupid shit. Because number one, they're women, and everything else is secondary. Yes, friends, that's why none of them deserve any rights. Yes, if a woman wants to act like a man, then guess what? They lose all their female privileges and give them all the male ones. The pros and the cons. So enjoy that shit. So no, ladies, you don't want to go to that fucking route. You should go back to the kitchen. It's safer. Yes, it's nice and warm in there. And right there, there's a loving family there waiting for you. And they'll love you for the rest of your life. Yeah, they'll love you till the day you die. And that's the truth. Yes, I love my mom. Because she's the only female who's been there for me thick and thin. Even though she does things to piss me off. But she's the only one who's been there. So yes, friends. Unless women could be better, don't waste your time with them. We'll just take their rights away, and then we could enslave them and then rape them, and then once they get used to it, we could throttle back. Yes, friends, it's not like you want to hurt them, but sometimes you gotta make your pen strong, right? Well, anyways, you take care of yourself and be awesome. I know you are. Later.
Hi, I'm Amelia. I'm English, and I love England. I like having fish and chips and a pint at the local pub. I like Shakespeare and Dickens, Tolkien and Lewis, Harry Potter. I like pork sausage and dogs and fashion.
Haram! Haram!
But I don't like that. Brits are famously polite, but it mustn't mean we're willing to commit cultural suicide. Our institutions, the Church of England, the BBC, are a bunch of queers and nonces. How the bloody hell did we go from Churchill to you, you git? Sadiq Khan, the mayor, this is London, mate, not Afghanistan. Or Star Wars.
I'm getting that.
Our government won't even protect our schoolgirls from grooming gangs. Sod off, packy wankers! The police won't help. They're too busy confiscating garden tools and suppressing free speech.
That's right, miss. What have I done, officer? You've tweeted rudely, and you're under arrest.
Curry is fine, but we have several recipes already. We don't need 2 million Indians here to make it for us. There are 50 Islamic nations in the world. Muslims don't need to be on our island. They want to conquer it. The government says it must be this way. That doesn't make it right, does it, Robin Hood? These dragons that threaten our England won't go away unless brave knights rise up to slay them. Or did all the British bloodlines with any bollocks get killed off in World Wars 1 and 2? Englishmen, it's your country, and it's being taken from you. Chav, posh, doesn't matter. We're already all in this together. I don't want this to be the future of the women of England, and I'm sure the women of Iran and Afghanistan didn't want it either. Your ancestors beat the Spanish Armada, Napoleon, and the Nazis. Surely you can handle welfare tourists. History will record what you do or don't do. Get cracking, lads. Love, Amelia.